Hello, this is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. That last song was I Eat Salads Now by Sydney Gish. There might be a lot of technical errors today, as my Spotify on my computer has stopped working, and that was unfortunately where my playlist was stored, so we're trying to really use the most of my free 3 months with Apple Music. So this next song is going to be Kill Me by Indigo D'Souza.
Kill me slowly, take me with you down to the garden where magnolias bloom. Baby, darling, devil, I love you, I love you, I love you. Kill me in the morning.
Kill me, no one asked me to was, and what a time it was, it was. A time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
That last song was Christmas Kids by Roar. This microphone is extremely sensitive today. With that. All right, that's a little better. So that last song was Christmas Kids by Roar. I think it's funny because I found this song looking up indie Christmas sometime last year. You know, when just all the holly jolly doesn't really do you justice anymore. There's nothing explicitly Christmassy about it, aside that the name is Christmas Kids, and I think that there's just like one, they say Christmas like once in the song, which I think is really funny, but otherwise it's a really awesome kind of edgy rock song. Before that we had Bookends Theme by Simon and Garfunkel, and then before that You Make Loving Fun by Fleetwood Mac, and then before that Kill Me by Indigo D'Souza. So those are the current set list. I've now uploaded my queue into Apple Music. And this might be controversial to say, but I've been a Spotify diehard fan. However, if they cannot get their application to work again on Mac, might be switching to Apple Music. So by next show, I should have an answer on that, which is kind of unfortunate because I love Spotify. I love how good their algorithms are, but this is just a little disappointing. I've tried re-downloading the app and whatnot, and not sure what to do anymore. I have other rants and queries to share later, but there's songs that inspire those, so I don't know if this is the place, but this next song is going to be Glow by Alice Phoebe Lou.
Oh,
Oh,
That last song, oh, wow, did not pause that in time. Bit of a sneak peek at the next one. But that last song was Blood Honey by Soccer Mommy. Before that was Luna by the Smashing Pumpkins. And then before that was Chateau Lobby by Father John Misty. And maybe before that, was Pressure to Party by Julia Jacqueline. I guess I'll describe the inspiration for this week. So, you know, as any woman in this world, I had a moment where I got really mad at men for a while. It's just, you know, it happens. We live in different types of lives and so whatnot. And I just kind of was listening to really edgy music for a while. That was just kind of like very aggressive, like edgy feminist music, which was good. It was good for me. I think by the time I had reached Friday, I realized I was like kind of over that, you know, so... there's a good mix of that, I would say, between this and, someone's trying to call me. That's really great when I have a radio show. So I think it was like a good mix of some of that music I was listening to earlier this week, some throwbacks, Fleetwood Mac. I'm trying to be Stevie Nicks for Halloween. So, I kind of just felt like I would add some Fleetwood Mac just to get myself a little inspired, whatever. Okay, so the actual rant that I was preparing, I have a PSA later too, but so the actual rant I was preparing was kind of, I had this issue for a while where I I bought loafers over the summer. I like loafers. I think they're cool. I think I look like a cool librarian when I wear them. They kind of fit my style. I wasn't wearing them for a while because I was too concerned with how the men around me would perceive me if I was wearing loafers, because they're like a more masculine shoe. And like, I wasn't wearing them for all of September and then into October, whatnot. And that was just kind of weird. And then yesterday I was like, no, I should wear them. It kind of clicked to me. Like, I especially had been defining, this is so weird to put into words, but I had been limiting myself as to how I would just typically exist as a person, kind of for how, like, my male friends and, like, how men around me would perceive me, which is just a super, when you realize you're finally in that headspace, it's very, like, oh my god, why am I doing this? And I think it just kind of shows a lot, like, we're constantly living for other people, which has its perks, it has its perks, it also has its negatives, which, you know, sometimes it is great to feel like you are living for other people. Other times it can feel extremely limiting. Like, I love loafers, why shouldn't I wear them? And that's kind of where I'm at. I think this next song, And She Was by the Talking Heads, just talks a lot about, like, I feel like a girl being present in her world. That being said, I haven't read all the lyrics. You know, this could also be, like, a kind of weird song. I just like how it sounds, but I think it just talks about, like, a girl being present in her world. Because at the end of the day, like, I know we're all insecure. We have social media. We all want to constantly be liked and perceived by other people in a positive light. But it's like, if you don't like yourself, I don't really know what you're doing, because it's just tough. Because even if the people around you like you and you don't like yourself, like, your life is still miserable. You have to kind of throw that all away, and you should just love yourself, prioritize that above everyone else's perceptions. And I'm kind of just been talking for a while, but that's my rant. Don't live for other people, live for yourself. Life is short. Do things that make you happy. Dress how you want to. Wear the loafers. So this next song is And She Was by the Talking Heads.
Dreaming. See the lights of the neighbor's house.
that song is so good. It was stuck in my head, like, all of this week, and then yesterday I was singing it out loud in class, and, like, other people were joining in. It's just so contagious, and it's just so, like, emotional, and people can't see me. I'm, like, very much talking with my hands right now, but it's such a good song, just the, like, follow you down, and whatever. Anyhow, that was Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. It's pretty popular on, like, TikTok and stuff right now, so it makes sense that it's not, like, a super underground song, but it's really good. This next song, though, is Dark Star by the Grateful Dead.
over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your palm. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Now so long, Marianne, it's time we began. You know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. We met when we as we went kneeling through the dark. Oh, so long, Marianne, time we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge, and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. For now I need your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long, Marianne, it's time we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all. Oh, you are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyes
Okay, really quickly before the next song, this is Gwen. You're listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. That sounded not like me at all. That was so weird. Okay, so this next song is called In the Room Where You Sleep. Just wanted to point out something really cool is that the band that has made this song is Ryan Gosling's band, and I don't know why they make this type of music, but it's like very different from how I perceive Ryan Gosling. So here it is.
Touching